This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. You are tuned into the Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church podcast for the week. Well, you will hear the teaching and the preaching of the senior pastor of Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church, the Reverend Matthew L. Browning. This podcast is an extension of the ministry where the Word of God is magnified, Jesus is glorified, and understanding is fortified. After the message, information will be given about our church location, phone number, and how to obtain a copy of this message in its entirety. So now, let's join Reverend Browning with the Word of God already in progress.
And we find our ways to Matthew, the 5th chapter, and the 13th verse. Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost his savor, flavor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. Subject of title is Don't Lose Your Flavor. Don't lose your flavor when you bow your heads with us. Most gracious and kind Heavenly Father, we thank you right now that you are speaking to the people of God and that you are moving us in the right direction. Life can be hard. But Lord God, we come to you. You are life. And you know how to handle every situation that comes upon our life. We ask, oh Father God, that you would be with us throughout the duration of this message. Speak to our hearts. And help us, Father God, to continue to run this Christian race. In Christ Jesus' name do we pray, amen and amen. Don't lose your flavor. There are times in our lives where life or trials or troubles will take the flavor out of life. And what I mean by that, we can become very disheartened. We could become very bitter about life. But here Jesus says to us never to lose your flavor. Never to lose the reason why you are living. There is so much in this little parable, but the main thrust is distinctiveness. Salt, distinctively different, is different from the thing upon which it is put. By nature and by purpose, it is different. So are believers. We are different from the rest of the world. So if we're different, then we have to know where we come from and know where we're going. We're different because of who we are associated with. We're different because we are associated with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. So he says that you have to be careful. He said, you are the salt of the earth. You are. Amen. It didn't say anything to the world. He said, you are the salt of the earth. Amen. You are the salt. You are distinctively different by nature and by purpose. You are distinctively different by nature and by purpose. Your nature is different and your purpose is different. And when you are different from the world, you are going to be picked out to be picked on. I wish I had a few witnesses in here that you say, no, I'm different. Isn't that right? And my purpose is different. Isn't that right? By nature, believers are a new creation. Amen. A new creation. New. You are made new. All things are passed away. Behold, everything has become new. Amen. Do we have any new people in here? And if you are new, then that's what the devil wants. He wants your newness. And he wants you to turn back to the old self and be what you used to be and come out of Jesus and be and be now your old self. So the Bible talks about the old nature and the new nature. Do we all have an old nature? Amen. Everybody got an old nature. Isn't that right? And every once in a while, you threaten folk with your old nature. Isn't that right? You say, well, how do you do that? I say, well, you tell them, all right now. Don't make me act like I used to act. Amen. Everybody in here is able to act like they used to act. Amen. Yeah, everybody not new all the time. We are striving to be who God has called us to be. But the Bible says, don't lose your flavor. Don't lose your flavor, because living in this world will take the flavor out of you. Amen. Yeah. By purpose, believers are to penetrate and change the very taste of the earth. Oh, boy, when you tasting good. Amen. Oh, yeah. When you walk in the store, wherever you walk, because you taste so good and because you affect things by the way, by who you are and because of who you are associated with, when folk will like to be around you because you taste so good. Amen. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You taste good, don't you? How many of y'all taste good? Isn't that right? The Bible says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen. You say, what you mean by that, Reverend? Well, we all not always, we don't walk around with a head hung down. Amen. We don't walk around crying all the time. Isn't that right? Because we got flavor. We learn how to laugh. Learn how to be joyful. Even when it seems like to the world we're losing. Isn't that right? Great God Almighty. To God, he is promoting us and moving us on up ahead. Because we know where we get our flavor from. Isn't that right? How many of y'all need some flavor this morning? Or you just got up and drug in the church any kind of way? Well, how many came in with some flavor? Isn't that right? Or you had a pep in your step. You had a smile on your face. You were able to get up and hug and tell everybody and ask everybody how you're doing. But when you don't have no flavor, you look like you're eating corn on a cob out of a Coke bottle. You always got your mouth stuck out. Amen. Always saying that don't nobody love me. Well, if you had some flavor, maybe somebody would love you. Amen. But now you can't get no honeybees with vinegar, isn't that right? No, you look like you've been drinking vinegar. No, you ought to look and act like you got some flavor, isn't that right? Listen, even if you don't have a dime to your name, amen, you ought to at least look like you got some flavor, isn't that right? Because you know who God is, and you know what he has done, and you know that if he needs to, he'll do it again. I wish I had some people in here this morning. Salt. See, the disciples' character is like salt. Believers are called and designed. Made to be like salt of the earth. We're called, made, and designed. God is still working on me. He's still working on you. So if you're a little bitter this morning, that's all right. All you need to do is say, Lord, I need to work on my flavor. Amen. If you've been losing in life or seemingly be losing, things are going wrong, say, Lord, that's all right. I just need you to work on my flavor. And see, when you work on your flavor, when you're in the place to be blessed, listen. The bigger your problem is, the greater God's going to bless you. Amen. The bigger the situation, you know what? God can take some mess. And he can still bless. I wish I had a witness in here. That and in points in time in your life has been disastrous. It's been a mess. But then God still bless you. Then God still wake you up this morning. Then God still put a smile on your face. Then God still put wavering in your hand. Then God still put food on the table. God is able. Isn't that right? Yeah, salt is distinctive. Isn't that right? Believers. Just as salt ought to be different from the world. The power of their lives and their testimony lies in their being different and distinctive. Or do we have anybody in here this morning that got a testimony? Huh? See, because we are distinctive and we have a different purpose. When the world go down, we still going up. If the stock market fall, we still on the way up. If something is taken away from us, we're still on the way up. If somebody dies in our family, we're still on the way up. If we don't have a dime to our name, we're still on the way up. Because we know that God can supply our every need. I wish I had somebody in here that say, God knows how to take care of me. Oh, as I go back and forth to the hospitals, I see some of you in the hospital. I know you got a testimony. When you wave your hand, I know what you're talking about. It says to me, the doctor said, that you're on your way out. But you say, no, I'm salt, and I'm staying in the fight. Isn't that right? When they told you that your job was going out of business, you say, no, I got flavor. I'm going to keep on living. Isn't that right? Listen, when your supervisor was trying to put you down and you call me in the dead of the night and say, Reverend, and I ask you, what the name of the person? And I begin to call that name. And the next day you called again, so they told me everything was all right. That's because you got flavor. Do I have any Christians in here right now? They got some flavor in their life. Now, that doesn't mean that everything's going to go all right all the time. Amen. Don't you start thinking that everything's going to go all right all the time. Now, we got some people that will make you believe or have you to believe that everything is all right in their lives all the time. I'm here to tell you that's a lie and the truth are not in it. Isn't that right? Listen, all of us will go through some troubles and trials in our life. All of us at some time or another will suffer in our finances. All of us at some time or another will suffer in terms of our health. All of us will have some trouble in our family. When you know that you know. I say when you know that you know that you know. That you know that you know that you know you've been born again. That you know who wake you up in the morning. You know who put food on you. You know that God is able. Then you say, that's all right. I still got flavor. You can lose everything that you have, but don't lose your flavor. Amen. And you know what? Ain't know what? When you forget that you have favor with God, then you will lose your flavor. Amen. You forget who God said that he is and who you are and what he can do for you. Isn't that right? Now the Bible says salt preserves. It's a preservative. It preserves some things. Isn't that right? That's why some of you are in your late 70s and you look like you're 35. Because you got some salt. Amen. Now, if it was some sisters in here act like they ain't got no salt. And brothers, but you got some salt. You know when the Lord bless you to grow old gracefully. Isn't that right? Huh? And some of you move better than some of the young folk move. Isn't that right? Huh? Yeah. Some of you still got some pep in that the Lord is preserving you. Isn't that right? The Lord, listen, you are 75, 80 years, but you look good. Isn't that right? Oh, you look so good. Isn't that right? Look at Sister McCoy, how good she looked this morning. And Sister White, oh, the Lord is preserving them. Isn't that right? And let me tell you, young folk, some young folk are 25 years old, look like 60, 70 years old. You know why? Because they have not been preserved. They've been running in the streets, trying to burn the candle at both ends. Isn't that right? Huh? Yeah. You 35, 40 years old, still trying to do the high step and the hand jive and the doing the twist. You're going to twist something, can't get back right. Isn't that right? But when you've been with Jesus, when you've been with God, when you've been with the Lord, you can have all of these rheumatism and God are still. I wish I had somebody in here to wave their hand and say, yeah, I'm wonderfully preserved. The Lord is preserving me. Isn't that right? Oh, I used to have an aunt say, I'm living off some of the young people's lives that are going on. When you know you've been preserved, that's all right. You might have to put a little dye in it. Amen. Put some more hair on it. It's all right. But you're looking good. Isn't that right? Yeah, you're looking good. Isn't that right? So what does the preserve do? It keeps things from going bad and decaying. How many of y'all going bad and decaying in here this morning? I wouldn't claim that for nobody. No, I ain't going bad. And I'm not decaying. Isn't that right? I got flavor. And the Lord is preserving me. Isn't that right? Yeah, I may have gone through some hard times. I may have had to cry in the midnight hours. But oh, great God Almighty, He is preserving me. You may have spent some time in the hospital, but that's all right. You may have lost something, but that the Lord is preserving me. He is making me better than I was before. Preserving me. I am not decaying. It cleanses and disinfects. Amen. God is cleansing you and disinfecting you. God is the full nine of the Holy Ghost. And when you got some dirty stuff in your life, God take the full nine of the Holy Ghost and lots all of the Holy Ghost and disinfect you. Just like I do when I go to the hospitals, you ought to wash your hands. When you get down on your knees at night, it's like you're washing your hands. You're disinfecting yourself. You're cleansing yourself. Every time you open the word, you're disinfecting yourself. You're cleansing yourself. You are polishing yourself up. You are distinctive. You are a new creation. You are somebody in Jesus Christ. Every time somebody tells you you are nobody, you tell them I'm somebody in Jesus. That's all right. I may not have what you have. I may not live where you live, but I know the God that I serve is able to do anything. Keeps me. He cleans me up. He disinfects me. Believers are just as salt are to cleanse and preserve the world. You see the power that we got. The Lord said, you are the salt of the earth. When was the last time you disinfected somebody? You say, well, Rum, how are we going to do that? Well, does somebody call you, want to gossip, disinfect them. You say, how do we do that? Tell them, I don't want to do that. I don't want to talk about that person. I don't want to start talking down that person. And I'm going to disinfect you by hanging up on you. Huh? Yeah. Say, well, somebody come to you and say, I don't have anything. Disinfect them with that nasty idea that they don't have anything. If you got Jesus, you got everything. you need in order to live in this world. If somebody come to you and tell them you're sick and you're just tired and you're going to say, don't give up. Jesus said, I got a place prepared for you, that where I am, you will be also. In my Father's house are many mansions. You ought to listen, disinfect somebody. But oh, a lot of times we affect somebody and make them up, mess them up, don't we? No, don't do that, but disinfect them. Isn't that right? Now, the power of their lives, the power of our life, that God is with us. His name is Emmanuel, meaning God is with us. I don't care what kind of problem you are experiencing now in your life. You remember one thing. God is with me. I don't care if it was your fault. You still say, God is with me. I don't care what folk call you. You still say, God is with me. Because the Bible says that he said, I will never leave nor forsake you. God said, I don't care what you've done. I don't care where you've been. I will never leave you. I'll be right there with you. If you're in the operating room, I'll be right there with you. If you got the loan and borrow some money, I'll be right there with you. God said, I'll make a way for you in the paths of life. I'll heal you when there is no doctor. I'll give to you when there is no banker. I'll be there for you when you don't have a friend. I wish I had one witness in here that said, no, he's never left me. Never left me. No. The germs of this world will mess us up. Huh? Now, another thing, salt penetrates. Yeah. Salt penetrates. It just don't live on the surface. It get down in the thing. Isn't that right? And you know salt will make something bad taste good. Isn't that right? Huh? Won't it? If you know how to fix it up now. Huh? If you know how to put a pinch of that in there. And some of this in here. And don't forget a little bit of salt. Isn't that right? Now, salt, it penetrates. It inserts a new quality. When you got salt, you got new quality. See, when you get saved and come to Jesus and get saved, and folk that used to know you when you're out in the streets and they see you and they say something's different about you, all they saying that something's penetrated you. Something's down on the inside of you that make you walk like you're different. Isn't that right? And see, you know, watch this. When people start going to putting you down and say, oh, you think you're better than somebody else. That's because you're looking better than what you used to look. Huh? When they start saying, oh, you think you're somebody for you because you go to that church down there. Isn't that right? No, that's not it. Isn't that right? It's because the salt has penetrated me. Isn't that right? And there's a new quality about me. Isn't that right? And so when they ask you to go out to the nightclub, isn't that right? And you don't go. Amen. I say you don't go. Unless you say, Rev, you said we were the salt of the earth, so we got to get out there among them. But no, you are different now. You are different. You have a new quality and substance. You are life. It changes that upon which it is put. So in the grace of God, when the favor of God affected your life, you became new. But now people won't like it. Now, this is what you got to do. You got to tell them how to get it. Now, don't act like you're the only one that can get it. Some folk act like when they got saved, nobody else could get saved. Now, don't forget that God's still working on you. Isn't that right? Come on here, somebody. I say, God's still working on you now. Now, God waited for you. Isn't that right? And you came to Jesus as you were. Don't be trying to hurt nobody else. You need to stop doing it. You need to stop. No. Just tell them. If you come to Jesus, he'll give you new flavor. And when he give you new flavor, he'll make you distinctive. He'll give you a new life. He'll give you a new walk. Isn't that right? Some of us walk different when we get saved. Isn't that right? Don't walk like you used to walk. You don't talk like you used to talk, do you? Hang around Christian people, people that got some flavor. Now, if you hang around folk don't have flavor, it will zap your flavor. Isn't that right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got to have some flavor. Isn't that right? It changes, huh? It changes your quality. It gives you a new quality of life. It changes upon that which is put. Believers are likewise to penetrate the world. The Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Isn't that right? All things are passed away, because all things are become new. Now, salt flavors, right? It influences the taste of things.
We hope you are blessed by the podcast. You are tuned into Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church podcast for the week on PrayCharlotte.com. But you have heard the teaching and preaching of Senior Pastor of Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church, Reverend Matthew L. Browning. This podcast is an extension of the ministry where the Word of God is magnified, Jesus is glorified, and understanding is fortified. Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church is located at 2901 Oneida Road, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28269, off I-85 and North Graham Street. Our order of services are as follows. Sunday school, 9:45. Sunday worship service, 11 a.m. Monday, 7 p.m. intercessory prayer. Wednesday, Bible study, 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. If you are interested in a CD of this message in its entirety, you can call our church between the hours of 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. Monday through Friday at 704-599-1433. Again, that's 704-599-1433. Or you can mail your request at P.O. Box 16237, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28297. That's P.O. Box 16237, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28297. Or via email at mtvernonpr@bellsouth.net. Again, if this podcast has been a blessing to you, tell a friend to go online to PrayCharlotte.com and click on the podcast and enjoy the Word of God. On behalf of our pastor, Reverend Matthew L. Browning, be reminding that this is the day that the Lord has made. Let's rejoice and be glad in it.